Well, in this segment, a gentleman that is a retired high school teacher. He is a community college professor and author, world traveler, and currently a resident of Spring Lake, Michigan. Saying good morning to Bob Wood. Bob, thanks for joining us bright and early on this Monday. How are you, sir?
Okay, how are you, Dan?
I'm just terrific. And Bob, we have you on the program today to talk about a event that you have tonight at the Saugatuck Brewery happening called an event. Talk about the event, what's it called, and what's happening in Saugatuck tonight, Bob.
I'm going to be at the Saugatuck Brewery at 6 p.m. And a conversation with Ukraine. I just got back from five weeks. Traveling by myself in Ukraine, being of use, whatever I could do. I flew into Krakow. This was at the end of September, and I took a 7-hour bus ride into Lviv, and then I spent the next 6 weeks traveling in Ukraine and volunteering, working with orphans. With IDPs, I taught at Ukrainian Catholic University for a couple of weeks. Anything I could do to be of use, anything.
Bob, what do you think, if you can tell us, motivated? What was your main motivation to head over to Ukraine and spend that amount of time?
Oh man, I think just being a world citizen, a human being. I've seen what Russia has done throughout the world, throughout the times. My roots are Hungarian. And I just felt obligated to do what I could do, to be of use. That's what I would say. I would say, I'm going to be of use. And if someone asks me, why are you there? It's to be of use, to be of use. And it's funny. I had so many people, when I got back, people said, they just kind of shook their heads and said it must have been sad. And totally the contrary. It was absolutely inspirational. The people were, they are strong. They're still living lives. They are determined to have a future in their sovereign state. And I was educated and I was inspired. I'm going back in 2 weeks.
Understand you've been hired to go back and teach in person. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have. It was interesting. I was at Ukrainian Catholic University, which is 2 miles from the city center in Lviv, and a professor there. She asked me, "What's your goal? What do you want to do?" And I said, "I want to be of use." And she said, "Well, I can see of no better way for you to be of use than to take my class for a week and a half." And wow, you know, being a teacher, you're saying, "Are you kidding me? Really?" And so I had these first and second year Ukrainian students at Ukrainian Catholic University. And I was traveling, and so I had students sent me, or friends on Facebook sent me emails of Ask a Ukrainian. I asked them, can you give me a question that I could put before these kids? And I offered the opportunity to the students, and they just ran with it. And so I had these, and they each answered a question from an American, from a Michigander. And so I have these vignettes, these little videos, these 23 little videos of 3 to 7 minutes, and these kids are so awake. They get it. They see the moment. They understand the predicament. And they answer the questions, and the questions are moving. The answers are moving, absolutely moving.
Had to have been just an absolute amazing experience. Speaking this morning on the telephone to Bob Wood, as he mentioned, he has a presentation tonight in Saugatuck called A Conversation with Ukraine, and that's happening starting at 6 o'clock at the Saugatuck Brewing Company in Saugatuck. Bob, you talk about your experience in Ukraine. You're back here in the States and then heading back. In general, how do people react to you being over there, kind of a stranger in their land?
That's a really good question. It's funny. I could have stood there on a corner with my hand on top of my head, and the fact that I was there was what mattered. That was what mattered the most. I can't imagine how many times people said to me that they were so grateful that I was there. that I was there. It didn't matter what I was doing, that I recognized their plight and that I was there to support them. And so I can't wait to go back. I really, really can't wait to go back. I don't know. I will be in Kyiv. I will be in Lviv. I will be in Verkhovna in the mountains. And I have in this presentation tonight, I have so much video and so many photos and so many stories of just regular, common people trying to live their lives successfully and showing a spirit that I think all Americans would be proud to see, to know. It is really inspirational.
Bob, I'm kind of going to reiterate what you said a couple of minutes ago, but it sounds like, you know, and the typical reaction maybe from folks that would say, oh, Bob, man, that's horrible, and that's going to be a terrible experience. And it sounds as though with all the troubles and things that are going on in that country, these folks are keeping their chin up, but keeping a positive attitude. It's absolutely amazing.
They are. That's a good way to say it. They are keeping their chin up. They really are. They won't be broken. They won't be broken. But at the same time, it's a dire situation.
Right.
I ask every Ukrainian, every single one, I would say to them, how does this end? And everyone said to me, we will win. None of them said it in a celebratory way or like a sporting event, or even with a smile. In fact, just the opposite. It was crinkled eyes. It was regret because of the death, because of the destruction. But they were confident that they would win. And I asked this one little guy. He was a little dude in one of the classes that I taught. A skinny little guy with big glasses. His name was Taras, and he was really smart little guy. And I said, Taras, how? How do you win?
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, he said, we have no alternative. To lose would be our demise. And I'm getting goosebumps right now because I think of that word and I think of Taras, and it would be their demise. It would be their demise.
Wow, that's
So yeah, they got no alternative. The moment has forced them to be alert to the situation that they're in.
Absolutely inspiring, Bob. And again, tonight at the Saugatuck Brewery, what do you expect folks that come out, they see your presentation, what do you hope they take home with them tonight, Bob?
An awareness of the people of Ukraine. It's funny, I have this, I do some of the videos with these kids from Ukrainian Catholic University. And I sent an email to the gal. The other night, I sent an email to her, and I said, "I use your video at the end of the show to tell people what you have to say about a new Ukraine." And she said, "She was so happy." She said, "Thank you so much. It is my dream that people know that they know our plight, they know where we're at, and they understand it." And so, I think at the end, what do I want? I want people to be awake. I want them to be. I want them to understand what a Ukrainian is and how they feel and how grateful they are to the United States for all of the support that we have given them.
Well, Bob, we're grateful for you and the work that you have done and continue to do. Again, the presentation tonight is a conversation with Ukraine starting at 6 o'clock this evening with Bob Wood at the Saugatuck Brewing Company. Bob, an absolute pleasure speaking with you. And as a side note, thanks for tracking me down. I know we had talked a couple of weeks ago, and then I had a little thing going on last week, but I appreciate you following up on that. And just an absolute pleasure having you on the program. And Bob, promise me too, maybe in a couple of months down, you'll come back on the program and update us on what's going on.
I will do so. And if you get a chance, stop by tonight. It will be worth your while.
Fantastic. Bob Wood again this evening. It's a conversation with Ukraine at Saugatuck Brewery.